My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So, yesterday, Kenny, there was a lot of conversation online about fall weddings. We have talked about many a fall wedding on this show. And in the past, I've said, I can't believe people have fall weddings. And we have had those conversations. Well, yesterday this came up, and I had to tell you, while you had brought it to my attention, that I actually have to go to a fall wedding this year. I actually have to travel out of town for a fall wedding this year.
Yep.
And I think you were giving people the business that I think we're past the point of worrying about fall weddings anymore. People are going to have them. They're just going to have them.
I've long been this way. And I've been invited to a lot of weddings. And guys, don't take this the wrong way if you're a listener and you've invited us to a wedding. There's just so many times I can figure out within the next 15 seconds if I'm going to be able to make the wedding. And I have zero compunction just sending the regrets. Once I learn to let go and just say, this is not going to fit. I'm sorry. I cannot put myself in a time arrears to make your wedding, and once I hit regrets, it's perfectly fine. And I look at it in this case. I think of a Kevin Stefanski quote. We want volunteers, not hostages. If the Ohio State game is that important, guys, don't go to the wedding. If it's that big of a deal, and I think some of it's silly because Ohio State versus Maryland is not a big deal to me. That game is over in the second quarter, and I would think of it going, hey, am I going for the free bar? Am I going for the open bar and the dinner and the drinks with some of my buddies? Do I really need to watch Ohio State boat race Maryland? Do I really need to watch them boat race Purdue? No. Do you really need to watch them try to play Oregon? Maybe. Maybe. And you know what? Stay home. Mm-hmm. October 12th. Stay home. Hey, you know what? A guy I work with is getting married. Yeah, he's got a wedding. Well, it's October. I'm not going to go to a wedding and just bitch and moan that I can't watch Oregon and Ohio State.
Well,
I just send the regrets and go home. You don't have to be mad about anything. To me, it's just common sense, guys.
Now, I've never seen a football fan schedule a wedding. An Ohio State fan, I should say. I've never seen him schedule a wedding, you know, the weekend of the Michigan game. That one would surprise me. But, like, the one that I'm going to be missing, be missing Purdue. Purdue at home. That's what I'm going to be missing when I'm down in Florida in November. I think I'm going to live.
I've been a best man during college football Saturdays. Doesn't bother me. Did not bother me. Didn't say one thing to the groom. And you know I love college football. Now, I'm not the biggest Ohio State fan anymore, obviously. I don't hate Ohio State, but we went through that a million times. if Ohio State, Michigan, if it's scheduled during Ohio State, Michigan, maybe that's a little much, and maybe you would like to discuss that. The bride and groom would like to discuss that before that it all happened. But if that's when they scheduled it, and you feel you don't want to be at the wedding, don't go to the wedding. Don't go. Not going to things is so freeing, guys.
Well, and I don't even
don't
think,
feel committed to these things.
You know, just everybody. There's always, whether it's, you know, playoff baseball or a big football game, you know, people have their phones. They can have it there and have it propped up. People know how to have the volume down.
But I don't even
believe
that.
You can sit there and laugh at the best man jokes for a little bit and then look back at your phone.
I don't even believe that. See, I'm not even trying to fix your life or Owen's life or anything else. It's basically everybody in the ether here where somebody put this out on social media. They're an Ohio State fan or whatever. And I said, don't go. And people are trying to come up with compromises. Well, what if, why can't we just watch on our phone? Don't go to the wedding. Watch at home on your great big TV provided by Extend Technologies. Okay, make your home dreams come true. Make your watching Buckeyes dream come true.
Stay home and stream the wedding.
Stay home and watch the Buckeyes. Stay home and watch your college football. You don't need to bring your phone and be antisocial. Somebody had brought up, and God bless them, well, you know what they need to have is a bunch of TVs behind the bar, and that's a nice compromise. I go, it's a wedding. It's not a sports bar. If you need to watch the game that badly, don't go to the wedding. I don't blame you. I'm not making anybody try to feel like a bad guy for not going to a wedding. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm saying, guys, you're working as hard as you've ever have. You and your wife or you and your significant other are working as hard as you ever have in America. It's your time off. Make the most of it. If the wedding is not that important to you, do not go to the wedding. Do not give yourself a horrific night. If you would rather have the, but if you think about it, can I DVR Ohio State Marshall? Probably. And you'll probably only watch the first quarter of Ohio State Marshall just to see how Will Howard is. And then you'll go do something else because it's going to be 35-0 at the end of the first quarter. Maybe you'd like an open bar that night. Hey, maybe you can go to the bathroom with your buddies and maybe you bring your skis. I don't know. But maybe you go to the bathroom and you check out your phone there. And then you go back to the party. Because it's Ohio State, Marshall. It's the middle of the day. I'm sure it's the middle of the day. Nobody cares. Just don't go to the
wedding. But I can tell you, you know what? I think maybe we've just gotten older. And plus, Ohio State's regular season games have gotten less and less important.
Less and less important, yes.
And now with the playoffs, I mean, Ohio State could lose two, maybe even three games and still find a way if they won the Oregon game and lost some others, they'd still be in the playoff.
There are three games I think I might be in conflict if I were an Ohio State fan. It would be Oregon, it would be Penn State 2 weeks later, and it would be 3 weeks later, it would be Michigan. That's the only three. Out of 12 games, you got nine other Saturdays.
If Michigan is even eligible to play football at that point.
And then I got to think.
We still don't know.
Okay, well, that's a little bit much. I don't think I'm going to start a fight. Do I really want to start a fight with my wife or my girlfriend at that time, my Gumar, about going to a wedding because I want to see Ohio State play Indiana? Just go be affable. Have fun. It's an easy date night. It's seriously, I'll have the beef. I'll have the open bar. And then at the end of the night, I'm sure, hopefully, well, I'll have the sex. It's a fine enough night for everybody. Easy date night for everybody involved. Who says no? And then guess what? On Saturday or on Sunday morning, we can go home. I can take my shower, clean up, go home, and then I can watch Indiana and Ohio State the next day before the Browns game. It's not that hard, guys. Owen, am I saying anything that you have any protest to whatsoever?
Oh, no. I think if football is more important to you than the couple that you've been invited to their wedding for, then they weren't that important to you in the first place.
Thank you.
And vice versa.
Yes.
I mean, if they're important to you, then you should be able to, unless you're, you know, 20 years old and football is the only thing you have going on in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to go there and live for a day with them.
Yeah. Or you can do
I've unfortunately had to give up college football because my kids want to have things to do on the weekends. So we don't do it anymore. This will just be another thing.
Yeah.
I'd live through it.
That's life happens, man. And sometimes if football, if you're in a mode where, you know what, I finally get my Saturday off. Oh, man, I got this wedding. Here's the regrets, and here's $50. Have a wonderful life together. I'm rooting for you two. See you at 4th of July. It's that simple. Anthony in Cleveland Heights, quickly, go.
So my sister scheduled her fall wedding about 25 years ago for October 7th.
The reason that date's important, because I'm a Florida State guy, and that was the date of the Florida State-Miami game, and I was in the wedding.
Of course.
And this was pre-DVR, so there was no taping it. She told me the date, and I was, like, crushed, because I had no option. I was going to miss the game. So we had the fall wedding. The pictures look fantastic because they're all with the fall colors and everything. That was the date where Geauga County got 17 inches of snow on October 7th in the evening while we were at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. The thunder was happening while we were in the reception. We got outside. Half the guests were stuck in the parking lot because there was no preparation whatsoever for
terrible.
The snow that was coming.
Terrible.
I have nightmares about fall weddings.
So, Anthony, you went to a wedding. It ended up being The Shining is what you're trying to tell me? That's rough.
It was not fun. It was not fun. Anthony? I mean, it was my sister. I'm happy for her.
Is she still married?
Still married.
Good. I love love, Anthony. Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you for the call,
a rare Berkshire Hills success story.
Most of Lima's Berkshire Hills stories end up with guys hitting each other with golf clubs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.